This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
People ask me, what does it take to get through a Matt Cotrillo segment? Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, we're going to bring in now Doug Birdsong, my good friend, to talk about Bucknell football. Do we have him there?
Oh, I am here. The suit was unable to sabotage my appearance.
Well, let me put it this way. You have to have capabilities to do that. See, with him, what I always admire about him, there's no skill to it. He just does it naturally.
I totally agree.
It's unbelievable. All right.
How are you, Steve?
Doing great. So, Merrimack coming in. Huge second half. Beat VMI. What kind of lift was this for this team to do what they did on the road?
A huge one. A huge one. They lost 2 years ago down in Lexington. Now the weather conditions a little bit different, but of course both teams have to play in that. However, it does, you call it home field advantage for a reason, and certainly at their Alumni Memorial Field, VMI is a big home field advantage, Steve, because they play on a natural grass surface. And not only that, but it's a Bermuda grass, which kind of plays like many of the putting greens that you like to go around the country and play on and do very well, I'm sure, on. But it was wet. Bucknell didn't adjust. No excuses, but just kind of laying it out there. But this year, fast track, dry, really good weather, and I think it was big, particularly, and we found this out in our post-game interview that Todd Newcomb did with Ralph Rucker, the really good quarterback for the Bison. They were able to figure out what VMI was doing. Their defense, or their head coach, Coach Rocco, who has coached now in the NFL, FCS football, FBS, everything, great defensive mind. He was doing some things in that first half that Bucknell did not expect at all. So between John Bear, the offensive coordinator, Ralph Rucker, the receivers line, et cetera, they were able to figure that stuff out in that third quarter, 21 points. The whole second half, Rucker was almost perfect, 14 of 15, over 200 yards, those three TDs. Bucknell was humming offensively.
Rucker so far this season at 64% with four touchdowns, only one interception. How important has it been for him, at least in the initial going, to really stay away from the big mistake and just be a playmaker?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, that's always huge. Last year, he only threw five interceptions, and he had a ton of touchdowns last season as well. The thing is, though, on Bucknell's second offensive series, one of those things that VMI did, he didn't expect, Coach Baird didn't expect, no one had prepared for. I talked with him at practice last night, Steve, and Ralph said that on everything VMI had done last year and in the first game against William & Mary this year, their defensive backs at the snap of the ball would always backpedal, never come up, never play press coverage. They played press coverage on two straight plays. One was almost a pick six. Then another, they blitzed, and his hot read was to the opposite side. So the almost interception was to his left, the opposite side to his right. They blitzed on his left, so his hot read was to his right. It was all the way to the sideline. This one, a freshman, Asa Locks, did not miss. He gathered it in and ran like 40 yards for a touchdown. So he did make a mistake there, but that's always, as you well know, the credit has to go to a guy who has been through a lot and seen a lot in Ralph Rucker, a senior now. He did not let it bother him. He came back, and of course that second half, once they had a chance, you talk about halftime adjustments there in your last segment, but they had to make some halftime adjustments, and in that case, he really did prove to be very fruitful for the Bison.
T.J. Caden and Eric Weatherly have 11 catches apiece at this point. What has it meant to him they can spread the ball around like that, and it's just not one guy?
Well, he had that last year, too. One of the really fine receivers who was a senior last year, a four-year senior, Damian Harris, now playing at William & Mary, actually faced VMI in that first game a couple of weeks ago, and he was a great receiver. I asked Dave Cicchini here just a few weeks ago in the middle of fall camp, and he was a great receiver in his own right, All-American at Lehigh, great offensive coordinator, head coach, et cetera, and I asked him, is this the deepest and most talented receiving core you've had? And he said, yes. He said, one year at Lehigh, we had a guy who ended up going pro, NFL, and two others. Those three combined are better than any of the three Bucknell has this year. However, Bucknell literally can go six deep in terms of receivers, and all six can score. And I think you've seen that in Weatherly. And T.J. Caden, he could not get on the field last year because the other receivers, including Damian Harris, they were playing in front of him. And I remember asking Coach Cicchini a few times last year, Caden looks so good in practice. Is there any way to get him involved? And he goes, well, he's a slot receiver, and unfortunately we have Eric Weatherly there, and you know, there's just not a place for him. But now they found a place. He has been dynamic in both of the first two games. And, of course, now he's making an impact on special teams with that punt return that was huge when Bucknell was down 7-0 there midway through the first quarter. So, Caden, Weatherly, Josh Gary caught two touchdown passes last week, the junior from Maryland. Nate Anderson, a transfer from Western Michigan University, caught Bucknell's first touchdown pass of the year 2 weeks ago against Navy. Derek Anderson hadn't played much this year, but last year he caught six touchdown passes, had an incredible catch down the far sideline. He's probably the best deep receiver, along with Weatherly, that Rucker can have and throw the ball to. He is just getting back because he missed a lot of fall camp with an injury. And then you have a freshman in A.J. Bosch, who isn't getting any playing time, but he may be one of the quickest guys on Bucknell's team. Sam Milligan, who the coaches love. I mean, literally one after another. And Chuck Cranebucker, a great tight end from Pittsburgh, Butler, PA, but Pittsburgh area, he hasn't really had an opportunity to shine yet because the receivers are hogging all the action.
Right. Now, defensively, Nick Hoying so far, Gavin Willis, they've been around the ball the entire time, plus Hoying as a pick so far. What's been your thought on those two?
Well, I felt coming into this year, Steve, that Bucknell's linebacking duo, Brad Jamison, who was second-team All-Patriot League a year ago, Gavin Willis, who was a freshman a year ago, coming from Louisville. Jamison is a kid from Upper Township, New Jersey. Those two are the best duo of linebackers, I think, as well. They could play as well as any linebacking duo in the Patriot League. Bucknell has kind of gone to a 3-4 look because the Bison graduated a few defensive linemen from a year ago, so Coach Bowers, the defensive coordinator, kind of switched things up. You add in John Schlindorf, who kind of plays a hybrid, and now Nick Hoying, probably the smartest guy on the Bucknell team out of near Kings Island, Kings Mills, Ohio, near where Kings Island is off of Interstate 75. They, I think, may be the four best linebacker hybrid kind of guys in the league. I mean, when you stack four of them, and Hoying in that second half at Navy was incredible. And I mentioned he was shot out of a – kind of looked like a torpedo shot out of a sub using the Navy reference, and he had that interception. Jamison has been super solid. Gavin Willis, those two guys are big, strong, fast. And Schlindorf just does it all. Last week against VMI, he had some incredible plays, including one because he's a hybrid, having to cover a receiver some 35 yards down the field, did a great job breaking up a pass.
Played Navy in the opener. when you see Bucknell compete the way they did in a game like that, what do you think it means to the program to compete like that, and does it set a tone moving forward when they face comparable competition?
That's a great question. I do believe it does. I think, you know, this week Bucknell playing Merrimack, I'm sure we'll talk about that some. They may be the most talented next to Navy in terms of just athletes, talented team Bucknell will face this year. I mean, certainly some Patriot League teams on the rest of the schedule, very good too. But Navy, I think it gave this team a glimpse of what it could do. And now Navy's defense is really good. Almost shut out Temple last week, held the Owls to just 3 points. But I think that with the offense, and if Bucknell didn't make some silly penalties on offense, I think the Bison could have scored more points and made it very interesting in the third and fourth quarter. As it was, Bucknell's D just could not stop Navy's offense, which had struggled last year, but under a new offensive coordinator, I think kind of has found itself some. Scored 49 against Bucknell, 38 last week against Temple. I think, though, that Bucknell was hanging in there, led 7-6 after one quarter. I definitely think it gives this team confidence. This game this week, though, is going to be humongous. If Bucknell can get a victory here at home in its home opener, I think that, who knows, the sky could be the limit for this team.
Well, Merrimack comes in with all that talent right out of the gate. When you look at them, what are a couple things that, you know, Bucknell will have to take care of?
Defense. You know, while Navy's defense is the best I think Bucknell will face this year, you know, this Merrimack D is really good. Coach Gennetti, in his first year, was a longtime defensive coordinator. Merrimack has long been known as a great defensive team. 8 of the 11 starters, at least according to the 2-deep, 8 of the 11 starters for the Warriors are seniors. Another was a junior, a couple of redshirt sophomores in there. So a lot of experience here for Coach Gennetti's defense. There isn't a defensive coordinator listed, so Coach Gennetti basically is that, as well as being the head coach. I think that has to, you know, be a concern. How can Bucknell go against these guys? And in speaking with Ralph Rucker after practice last night, he was saying they won't do a lot of blitzing like VMI and Navy did. They will just man-oh-man say, you can't beat us. We're going to play you one-on-one on the corners. You know, our safeties, yeah, they may bite sometimes. And if they get the ball thrown over them, they feel confident enough they have the speed to stop, turn, catch up to the guy, and still make a play. And the defensive line, just big, strong, quick. That's going to be a big challenge for this Bucknell offense, which, you know, the last four games of last year, really the first couple of games, even against that good Navy defense, looked pretty good. Last four games of last year averaged about 38 points a game on offense. It'll be interesting to see how Bucknell attacks that. On the defensive side, Bucknell, you know, to be honest, has struggled some, particularly in the running game. Navy, obviously, a great running team. VMI focuses on the run. This will be different with Merrimack. They'll focus on the run, but their quarterbacks, oddly enough, may run more than even Navy's quarterback, two quarterbacks, which they didn't really run a ton because they had so much success in the interior. They have a great player in Donovan Wadley, who was an All-American last year, up for the Walter Payton Award, the Heisman, basically, in division, the FCS division. He hasn't really started out well, but Merrimack played at Air Force, lost only 21-7 in that high altitude. Last week took it on the chin pretty badly against UConn, 63-17. So the speed of the game is probably going to be a lot slower for the Warriors players, having played Air Force and UConn prior.
And my best, by the way, to the outstanding Charlie Fisher. Please tell him I said hi.
Yes. He is outstanding. I firmly believe, Steve, I mean, you work with top of the notch and Jack Ham, who not only works with you but has worked with Westwood One on NFL games, et cetera. I think Charlie Fisher, the way he knows the game and the way he can explain it just for any person who may be a novice listening or whatever, I think he deserves to go up to a much better level than ever working with me, and certainly when he was working with the Sioux last year on a few games.
On the road, do you stop and you get Chick-fil-A anymore? Or?
We do. We go every. We've been about two road games to start the season, and both times we stopped at Chick-fil-A.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you can't stop certain things along the way.
No,
I'm sure
correct.
Without I'm sure without the suit there, the bill's lower. All right, so just kidding. Just kidding. My friend, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Thanks, yeah. Doug.
Have a great week off.
Yeah, you bet. The outstanding Doug Birdsong. Great to have him on the show today. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. Roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the Barrels and the Dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll be busting through the snow this winter with these incredible all-wheel drive savings. Lease a third row seat all-wheel drive Santa Fe for only $450 a month for 36 months. Choose a 2024 all-wheel drive Sonata for only $29,674. Or a 2025 all-wheel drive Kona for just $28,968. Looking for a compact truck? Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 Santa Cruzes in stock with savings up to $1,774. Remember, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles.
We're not done.
Lease an 80 MPG Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid for only $465 a month for 36 months. Sunbury Motors has 53 Tucsons available. Hard to believe it, but winter is just around the corner. And now is the time to save big money on your next new all-wheel drive Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
36-month leases are 10,000 miles a year with $4,000 down. See dealer for details.